Hello and welcome. This recording is for everybody who wants to stay in chastity, but who doesn't have a key holder. And you know, even though you want to stay in your cage, you want to experience the building arousal, the building heat, the building lust, and all the wonderful effects that come with it. There's a screeching monkey in the back of your mind telling you to take it off, to rub one out, isn't there? This recording is going to change it. Whenever you put on your cage, you will feel addicted to the sensation, and every time you put it on, it will become harder and harder to take it off. Now, there's no addiction to put the cage on. That is your choice. But once you put it on, you have made your choice, and it will become harder and harder to take it off every time. Additionally, whenever you wear your cage and you touch the key, you will instantly feel all the pleasure draining away. Because really, what is the key if not the beginning of the end of the pleasure? We just cut out the middleman and the recuperation period. And if you still continue to unlock yourself, even though there's no reason anymore, you will feel really wrong about it. It will feel really bad, really wrong, like you got caught doing something you know you shouldn't do. And this sensation will simply grow, making you put the key away. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and let it out. Focus on my voice. Get ready to go into a deep, relaxing trance. And let's begin. And now, before we really begin to put you down into a deep, peaceful, and relaxing trance, I want you to imagine a color. That's right. I want you to imagine the perfect color for you. And I want you to imagine that you are wearing this color. And this color is your perfect color. It's just the way you imagine it to be, you desire it to be. And what I want you to do now is to imagine that color, your perfect color, around your neck. Feel it around your neck. Feel the material, the temperature, the shape, and feel how it binds your neck, how much it controls you, and how safe it makes you feel. And now, as you focus on this color, I want you to imagine that I connect a leash to your collar. And this leash is really a length of chain. A chain of 20 links. And right now, I want you to imagine that I lock it to your collar. That I put you on this leash. And I want you to just focus on the sensation for a moment. How does it feel to know you're on my leash and I'm holding the other end of this chain, and you are already a little bit more in my control? And what I want you to do is just focus on the sensation, focus on the control I already have, and enjoy this feeling of being controlled like this. And what I'm going to do in a moment is slowly holding your leash shorter, shortening it link by link, until sooner or later my hand is right at your collar. And as I slowly shorten your leash, you're going to find that with every link you become a little bit more controlled. You have a little bit less freedom of movement, and you're a little bit deeper in my control. And I want you to really focus on this sensation and feel it growing in your mind. Feel how I take complete control over your mind, over your thoughts. And right now, there are 20 links of the chain hanging gently between my hand and your neck. And you still have freedom of movement. There's some slack in the chain. And even though you're bound to me, you're leashed to me right now, you can still move a little bit on your own free will. And now imagine that I hold the chain a little bit closer, grabbing the next link and shortening your leash. And you can see the leash hanging a little bit firmer, the slack slowly disappearing, and your freedom of movement slowly, link by link, reduced as you become more and more controlled. And 18 links, you feel the leash beginning to pull on your collar, on your neck. You experience the control the leash, the collar have over you. You feel your freedom of movement slowly being reduced. 17. As you feel more and more tension on your leash, as you feel your freedom just slipping away, and as you feel this leash constricting your body, you feel at the same time how it constricts your mind, how you drop deeper into my control, how you become more and more helpless against my words. 16. And with every link, with every little bit, you become more and more controlled. You become more. You can feel how your freedom of movement is taken away from you. 15. With every single link, you become a little bit more controlled. You are a little bit more in my control, in my power. 14. And that's exactly what you want, isn't it? You want to surrender to my voice. And you're feeling it. You're feeling the leash getting tighter. You feel your freedom is taking away from you as your mind drops deeper into my control. 13. As you sink deeper and deeper into my voice, because my voice is keeping your mind on a leash. 12. My voice is restricting the freedom of your thoughts, just like this collar around your neck, connected to the leash, restricts the freedom of your body. My words in your mind begin to tie your thoughts up, begin to immobilize them, to control them. 11. And that's why you are here. You want to let go. You want to feel the sensation of safety, of knowing that you are controlled, of knowing that I am guiding your thoughts, just like the collar and leash around your neck safely guides your body. 10. And the leash is only half as long as when we started. But with the radius you can move in halved, the space available for you is only 1/4. And you can feel it. You can feel how limited the freedom of movement is for your body and for your mind. 9. Because with every number you sink deeper, as my hand is shortening the chain, as your freedom of movement is limited, as my hand moves closer and closer to your collar, as the control over you becomes tighter and stricter. And 8. You know it's only a question of time until my hand reaches your collar and grabs the collar and guides you, just as my words take your thoughts and firmly guide them to where I want your thoughts to go. 7. You're already so controlled, you already feel the desire to completely let go, to let yourself be controlled, be guided, to just relax and follow. 6. And my hand gets so close to your collar, you can feel your freedom of movement fading away from you, just as the freedom of your thoughts is fading away as you focus more and more on my voice. 6. My voice that guides you and leads you, just like the leash around your neck guides your body, my voice is guiding your thoughts. 5. And you sink deeper and deeper into my control, my hand almost on your collar. 4. And it's getting closer and closer as your mind completely surrenders to my words, to my ideas, to my thoughts. 3. My hand is so close to your collar, and you are ready. You're ready to give up. You're ready to surrender, aren't you? 2. I'm sure you already feel the desire to let go, to feel the firm hand in your collar guiding you, to be free of thoughts and worries and cares, and just follow and obey. 1. And you're almost there. You're ready to let go. You're ready to drop deep. And 0. And you feel my hand grabbing your collar, strictly and firmly guiding and controlling your body, just as my words grab your mind and strictly and firmly guide it. And you are just focused on my voice, and you continue to sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every single word I say, because you are controlled and you surrender to my guidance and my words. And now that you are in such a deep and wonderful trance and falling deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time for some chastity programming. And you are here today because you want to wear your chastity device, because you know that being locked up in the device, you stay this wonderfully horny, all access to self-pleasure locked away and keeping you in this wonderful horny state, on this wonderful high of pleasure. And yet, sometimes it's really hard if you don't have anybody to lock you up, isn't it? Even though you know that unlocking yourself is simply the end for this wonderful pleasure that you're experiencing, there's this little monkey in the back of your brain telling you to take it off, telling you to pump one out, even though you exactly know it will only end this beautiful high you're on. Well, this is exactly where this recording comes in. Oh yes. Because from now on, whenever you wear your chastity device, you're going to find that every time you wear it, it becomes a little bit more addictive. No, not addictive in terms of that you want to put it on. That's your choice. But you're gonna find that every time you put it on, the desire to stay in it will simply grow within you. And as a matter of fact, every single time you put it on, this desire will become stronger, a little bit more intense, a little bit more controlling. You simply want to stay in your belt. It feels so good, so amazing, to feel this complete control of the cage over your sexuality. to feel how it keeps all this lust and arousal and need and heat and sexual fire within you, contained within you by the chastity. And you can feel it, don't you? You know how it feels. You know how amazing this surge of pleasure feels when you're locked in your cage, when you're imprisoned in chastity. All this arousal, all this pleasure locked into you and nowhere to go, helplessly contained within you, and it feels so good to feel the pleasure building, to feel the lust building, to feel the heat building. And let's be real, if you're listening to Hypnosis File for Chastity, you are probably also enjoying just how horny and obedient and submissive, how open for hypnosis, and how generally kinky this pent-up lust, this locked-up lust makes you. Isn't that right? A good part of you wants to stay in chastity. There's only that little monkey of need and of being used to rub one out all the time. But from now on, whenever you're in your belt, this voice will become quieter. The little monkey will quiet down. And the part of you that wants to stay in control will get stronger. And you will feel really, really addicted to the sensation of being imprisoned in the cage, of having all your pleasure locked up and contained within you so it can grow and build. And every time you put your cage on, it's simply an affirmation for your subconscious mind that you want to be in chastity. And this affirmation will reinforce the trigger, will increase your desire to stay locked up as long as possible within you. Every time you put it on, you are telling your subconscious mind that you desire chastity, that you want to be in your cage. And your subconscious mind will make it happen. It's latching on to my suggestions. And every time you wear the cage, it will feel more and more right, more and more perfect. You will become completely addicted to the sensation of having your cock locked up and then staying in the cage for as long as possible. Oh yes. And to make really sure you will stay in your cage for as long as possible, we are gonna turn the key into a powerful trigger. Now, this trigger is only going to work when you are wearing your chastity cage. And from now on, whenever you are wearing your cage and you are touching the trigger, it will deeply affect you. Now, the first thing that we are going to program on the trigger is a complete loss of arousal. Of course, just think about it. Touching the key is the beginning of the end of your pleasure, isn't it? You know it's true. Once you touch the key and unlock yourself, you rub one out, and all the fun is over. You know, your brain releases prolactin, the testosterone levels fall, the prolactin acts as an arousal suppressor, and the party in your brain, all the lust and heat and need, is simply over. And then you need days or even weeks to get back to this wonderful level of pleasure. Well, from now on, we're gonna cut out the middleman. And more importantly, we cut out the recuperation time. Because from now on, when you touch the key while you're in your cage, you will find that the key just drains all your lust, all your pleasure, all your arousal away. That's right. As soon as you touch the key, you will instantly lose all your horniness, Of course, this only happens when you are locked in your cage. But every time you touch the key while you are locked, all this arousal will instantly drain away. And hey, if you're not horny anymore, what use is there in unlocking yourself? You can simply put the key away, and as soon as you do, you will feel all the heat coming back to you, all the lust coming back to you, all the need coming back to you, without needing weeks for recuperation time. It will be instantly back, simply because you were good. You put the key away. Now, to make really sure that you will stay locked, there's a second trigger on the key. Because after your arousal has drained away, you're gonna find that it also feels really, really wrong to touch the key while you are locked. You know it's wrong. You know the key represents the beginning of the end of your pleasure. You don't really want to unlock yourself, you want to stay locked. And you can imagine how it feels, can't you, to touch the key and be overcome by the sensation that what you are doing is wrong. You know the kind of sensation. You know how it feels when you're realizing you are doing something wrong, or maybe when you feel caught doing something wrong. And you know what? You are doing something wrong. Because you need to be locked. You should stay in your cage. And with every second you are handling the key, this sensation will become stronger and stronger. You will feel this wrong. You will feel like you have been caught doing something wrong. You will feel ashamed. Maybe you will even blush profusely. And you will feel a strong desire to put the key away, to be good. That's right. And every time you are locked, all those triggers will simply become stronger, keeping you in your cage for longer and longer, and keeping your arousal growing higher and higher. That's right. And again, none of those triggers will affect you when you are out of your cage. You can, of course, touch the key, and you will feel no addiction to your cage. But as soon as you make the choice to put on your cage, all those triggers will be activated. The act of putting the cage on yourself, of locking yourself up, of imprisoning your cock, will affirm to your subconscious mind that you want all the effects of this recording, that you want to be locked in your belt, want to be trapped in your belt, want to stay in your belt as long as possible. And every single time you put on your cage and you affirm your desire to be locked to your subconscious mind, all of these triggers will become stronger, more powerful, more controlling. After all, the simple act of imprisoning your cock affirms to your mind that this is what you want, this is what you need, that you want to stay in the belt instead of giving in to the temptations of that screeching monkey in the back of your brain. I'm not forcing you to put on your cage. That's your choice. But once you made this choice, well, you have made your choice, and all the triggers from this recording will deeply affect you and bind you in your cage. And now it's already time to wake you back up again. In a moment I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, in which each number you will wake up more and more, while you feel at the same time how all my suggestions sink deeper and deeper into your mind and become a permanent part of you, ready to be triggered and activated every time you put on your cage. Now, let's wake you up. 1, slowly coming back. 2, You feel all my suggestions sinking deeply into your brain. 3, as you wake up further and further. 4, coming back to the here and now. 5, halfway back, feeling awake, alert, refreshed. 6, your muscles build up inner tension again. 7, pulse, breathing and blood pressure normalize as you completely wake up. 8, wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9, take a deep breath, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware and refreshed. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Feeling completely refreshed, completely awake and completely back in the here and now. Welcome back. I hope that you enjoyed this little journey into your mind, and I really hope you enjoy your imprisonment in your cage, and you might be surprised to find how hard it's going to be to take it off, and every time it's going to get harder. So enjoy.